Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Grey Leopard Code with Gary Norris Gray. Gary will be coming to you each Saturday, 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, talking sports live on the GLC.
technical difficulties. October 15th, 2022. And it's looking to be putting a beat down on Western Illinois.
In the east, the mind dream
Alright. News of the week. The Carolina Panthers dropped the first two of the coaching firing squad. Head coach Matt Rhule leads the Panthers with 1-4 starting record this 2022. Baker Mayfield's injured right now. Most likely won't play today. Sean Watson back at training camp. Meaning no practice yet. Philly's interim manager gets a 2-year contract. As they beat the Braves today to win the NLDS. Reliever Chapman will not be in the ALDS, and they needed him yesterday night. And the Yankees are struggling in the ALDS. They play later on this evening. Monday, the Kansas City Chiefs defeat the Vegas Raiders to take the AFC lead by leaps and bounds, but the black is over in the basement of the AFC West Division. The Raiders are done for this year, and they need a wholesale change. The Monday House, who caught a touchdown, may be in serious trouble as he pushes a TV cameraman at the end of the game. Tuesday, Steve Wilkes was named interim coach African-American for the Carolina Panthers. Here we go again. A black man takes care of a raggedy team and wanted to do miracles for this team. Bronny James, the son of LeBron James, signed an NIL deal with Nike. And this is the beginning. Wednesday, Devontae Adams is charged with his misdemeanor for jumping the newsman on Monday Night Football. He claims to have injury of a minor concussion. I don't know what concussion is minor, but a minor concussion. Miami, Tagovailoa returned to the team practice, but will not play this week. Draymond Green returned to the waters of Friday night as they lose another game. Thursday, the Washington Commanders owner claimed that they're on NFL. And that's probably why the reason why the league dragged his feet on the name change of the Washington Football Club. Snyder has said he will never sell the team. I heard that before, too. Other owners went out of the league. Rivera and the Commanders beat the Chicago Bears on Thursday night. But the coach goes off on the owner and goes off on the NFL as regards to Carson Wentz. So here we go. The Washington Commanders need a new owner, and he's refusing to go, it's like he refused to change the name. Tom Brady is fine for the kick at the end of the game as we get, but the Buccaneers still won the game. See, this is Tom Brady's privilege again. bad news for the baseball world. Reliever Bruce Sutter passed away at 69 years old. He was the first mainstay of the St. Louis Cardinals in the World Series in the 80s. Washington gets more news on Friday as another lawsuit is prepared. This is a civil suit. And this might go on forever with Deshaun Watson and the Cleveland Browns. We'll take a break. And with Michael Jackson.
The Jaguars upset the
spice in the day, it can throw the whole NPC in turmoil. So I'm rooting for the Tri Rabbit to win so it can be a complete mess in the Missouri Valley. Moving on. Major League Baseball, the divisional titles continue. The Padres beat the New York Mets, and the New York Mets went into a complete collapse. 101 victories, and they will be watching playoffs like everybody else in America. The Atlanta Braves, 101 wins, they also will be watching with us as the Philadelphia Phillies defeat them today. The Guardians, okay, folks, I'd like to make this very clear. The Cleveland Guardians and the Washington Commanders did the right thing. The Cleveland Guardians and the Washington Commanders did so in different ways. The Cleveland Guardians moved quickly and changed their name after the turmoil began. The Washington Football Club fought tooth and nail not to change their name. Now we all know why. It's because the owner is a complete jerk. And he's doing it again this week. The NHL, baseball, I'm hoping for a Astro Guardian ALCS and a Philadelphia San Diego ALDS. So, and the way it's going, it could be happening. And yeah, the 2022 season started this week on Tuesday with the New York Rangers defeating Tampa Bay Lightning and the Los Angeles Kings losing to the Golden Knights. Las Vegas. Marcus Shaw scored for the Vegas Knights. And I believe that you're seeing three of the four teams that will be in the Stanley Cup Finals. The Kings, the Golden Knights, the Rangers, I think are the three best teams. Tampa Bay is 1 year older. I think they're getting tired because of the games they played. So this could be the end of the Tampa Bay run. I like the Minnesota Wild. I also like the Carolina Hurricanes. And they beat up on the Duke, ACC, title match, USC, undefeated USC Trojans at the undefeated Utah Utes, Washington State Cougars and Oregon State Beavers had to go with it. And we also mentioned South Dakota State at North Dakota State. And it's 5 minutes to go to game, 21-20, North Dakota State leading. Come on, Jack Rabbit. HBCU, Alcorn's at 7, A&M is at 5, Bob Arkansas. Delaware State is at Norfolk State. Morgan State is at North Carolina Central. The rankings as of last Monday, Texas State is 1, Alcorn State is 2, Virginia Union is 3, North Carolina Central is 4, Florida A&M is 5. AP poll, Georgia is 1, Ohio State is 2, Alabama is 3. Clemson is 4 and Michigan beat up on Penn State today. It's 5. The FCS Bowl, the Bison of North Dakota State 1. The Jackrabbits of South Dakota State is number 2 and 1 is going to go down. Montana and Montana State 3 and 4, what else are going down? But I'm playing tennis today. Beaver State is 5. Jackson State is 8. SIU is 16. And they should move up after this victory today. SEMO is 18. And they should move up because they won today. And North Dakota State, I don't know what they're doing. MVC is number 20. There is the 20 of the top schools of the week. NFL, not a good week for the field generals last week, but that's okay. We'll do better this week. The Eagles remain the only undefeated team, and the field generals are 4-6. 4-6 this last week. There's a new thing for the Grand McCall. There's going to be a new segment for Grand McCall. It's called the NFL Great Power Ratings. This is a very great rating. And I'm gonna want to put up the Eagles because they're offensive and defense combined. Number 2 is the Kansas City Chiefs because of field general Patrick Mahomes. Number 4 is the Buffalo Bills. The Buffalo Bills, because of their defense, it will remain a issue in the NFL. Number 4 is Dallas Cowboys, and this week we will see number 4 and number 1 will play against each other tomorrow afternoon. Number 5 is the New York Football Giants, who was the surprise of the league this year. And number 6, the Minnesota Vikings, I could tell you they are. In week 6, which began on Thursday, Washington defeated the Chicago Bears in their cool uniforms. They had the cool orange jerseys. They only had the black pants, they'd be alright. When they wore the white pants with the orange tops, I'm a uniform nut, but it would have been cool if the Chicago Bears are wearing the orange tops and the black pants. But who am I? Arizona, Seattle, Field General, I can't think of the name of it, but he did do well. Bubba was at Kansas City. Dallas at Philly. Denver at the LA Chargers. So, the NFL is going to get ready to get into the meat of their schedule. And people next week will get bye weekends. So the bye weekend parade begins next week. Good luck to the Baltimore Ravens, Seattle Seahawks, and if head coach will lead his team alone, they can win some games. Take a break, come back in a minute. Take a break. Come back in a second. There we go on the air late today. We had issues. So let's see what we got here. mighty, mighty Del Valle in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Only one Del Valle left. And it seems like all of the group, the Temptations, the Four Tops, the Miracles, only one surviving member. All those 1960 groups are not here anymore. I mean, they're here, but they're in name only. They're not physically here anymore. I mean, the time moves on. In my high school days, we move on. Manhattan, the Dramatics, the Dells, the Supremes. All those groups, the Intruders, Archie Bell and the Drells. And now we're moving into a new era. Another era. And it may be weird, but that's the way it's going. New groups, new names, new genres. The way it is. All right, last week, in the LPGA, the Mid-AL Championship was the English Buddy. Majority dead off, number one. Yuka Sasso, number two for Japan. Georgia Hall from Great Britain and Daniel Kang from America, number three. This week they're off. Next week is the BMW Ladies Championship in Seoul, South Korea. PGA, last week was the Children's China Open. South Korea, Jim Kim, men's, with Patrick Kennedy, tied for second, with Matthew Neesmith. This week is the Dojo Championship in Japan. And next week is the CJ Cup in South Carolina. WTA, the myriad of tournaments concluded this week. The myriad in Tokyo, Kazakhstan, the Republic, and Tunisia will be ending today. Tomorrow. And this week also is three more tournaments. The San Diego Open in San Diego, California. The Transylvania Open in Romania. And the Frenzy Open in Italy. And the Gion Open in Spain. Hispania. NASCAR. It's the last week of regular racing. This week in the playoffs. The last week was the Bank of America 400. Christopher Bell wins and enters the round of 8 this week at Las Vegas Motor Speedway, the first playoff round for the NASCAR Championship. Christopher Bell wins last week in the Bank of America to get into the playoffs this week in Las Vegas, Nevada Speedway. Formula One last week was the Japanese Grand Prix, and Max Verstappen closes the door on everybody else, winning his second championship for Red Bull Racing Team So next week, I will be on time. Next week. Sorry for the lateness today. But it is beyond my control. We do the best we can do here. And it's going to be cold. Tomorrow night. We'll be the music box hour. The days of five. The early years, 1967 to 1972. And if all goes well, we will have part two on Monday night, 72 to 80. I hope you enjoy this short version of the Good of a Comb. Come back next week, same bad time, same bad station. This is Karen Hart's great. Hope you have a good week and a good weekend. And I want